Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jeremy Vandershagen from Minnesota Limited.
Jeremy Vandershagen with Minnesota Limited.
So what is it you guys do in the Bakken?
Well, we do transmission service. We are aligned with Miller Pipeline. We are now a company called Enverge, and we do mainline integrity work and station work.
How long have you guys been doing business in the Bakken? Or better yet, when the Bakken boom was going on, did you guys have some clients, or were you coming out to find clients? Just talk about your entry into the Bakken.
We actually, when the Bakken started, we came out with that, and our clients basically brought us out.
And do you still have clients out there today, or are you still trying to, or are you trying to find clients like a lot of people?
Our clients are still here, but we're always looking for more.
On a day-to-day basis, you guys are doing some pipeline service and some other work. Just kind of walk us through a day for you guys.
Well, basically it depends on the type of job we're doing. Normally with our clients, depending if it's station work or mainline, we'll go in and basically install the transmission service from the pipeline station itself. Mm-hmm. And then our sister company, Miller Pipeline, especially in the Indiana area, will come in to distribution, and they'll actually deliver that to the homes.
Are you guys in any other shale plays or any other oil plays than the Bakken?
Nope. As of right now, no.
And do you guys work with many landowners?
Normally that's the client that takes care of that. Okay. But yeah, they do take care of a lot of the client issues or landowner issues.
Whenever I see pipeline, that seems to be a question to come out. How about technology and innovation? Has your guys' industry changed much with technology or innovation over the past 10 years?
Number one, the safety is a lot better. The coatings are a lot better. The technology has improved. It's still the safest way to transport petroleum and crude products. Mm-hmm. As opposed to other modes of transportation. So, yeah, it's come a long way, and it's a great industry.
And what else was there? What else you guys got going on? Well, I'll just let you decide what you want to say last. I like to give people the last word, so that way the question's not framed by me, and use it as a pitch or whatever you think. So final words on you, sir.
Well, like I say, with Enverge, we're just happy to be out here and supply safe power for everybody, and we just assume that it's going to get better and better and safer and keep everybody happy.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeremy Vandershagen or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
First off, I think it's important to note that for many years, our country has taken for granted this deterrence and what it means. If we can say, when we look at the portion of the defense budget that's gone for the deterrence compared to the rest of the budget, I think we're more than pulling our weight in national security. That's not to say that we don't need improvements and that we don't need the next generation of effort. And so we've worked very hard with our colleagues in Wyoming, our colleagues in Montana, and as a delegation to make sure that we're telling the story of the value of the deterrence effect of the triad, and that we are going to make sure that we see this well into the future. We've spent a lot of time with top leaders within the Air Force in particular, and we know that they remain committed to making sure that we have efforts like what we see in Minot continue to play the important and strategic role that they play in national security.
In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
I'm very pleased that the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, is coming to Minot Air Force Base, where only the best come north. Several months ago, I put together a letter, a bipartisan letter signed by 14 senators, asking the Defense Secretary to talk about his commitment to the nuclear triad and to updating the nuclear triad. So it's very good that he's coming to Minot Air Force Base, the only dual nuclear base in the country, to talk about upgrading and modernizing our nuclear triad.
To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
And everyone else came down to listen.
It was the winter 1963. It felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Life in a northern town. Hey, now, mama, mine to the night. Hey, now, mama, hey, life in a northern town.
Hey, folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty. in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomorehead.com. Again, that's livefargomorehead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.